I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over 2 months have passed since Myanmar's military seized power of the country from the elected government. In that time, well over 500 people have been killed. Brian Dennett of AMG International tells the story of one of the victims.
A pastor friend of a partner church of AMG, we got just very disturbing news the other day that he was shot dead. He was simply out trying to find medicine for his family and was shot and killed.
On March 28th, the military killed over 100 civilians, including at least 7 children, in coordinated attacks around the country. AMG supports churches and communities in Myanmar, but right now, they're working to get food and medicine to those in need. Pray the love of Christians during this tragedy will point many to Jesus. And Lebanon desperately needs your prayers. Nuna from Triumph at Mercy Lebanon tells us,
"This is how we pray. So you can join us. We're just praying God's intervention because we don't know how things will change. There is no other solution than God."
National protests erupted mid-March and have become fairly commonplace ever since. While most of Lebanon's protesters decry political corruption and economic hardship, others take to the streets with a political agenda.
Some people are there just because their leaders told them to go there and just make problems. Some are terrorists. Some are from the Hezbollah, some are from the Shiite parties.
Believers like Nuna are meeting physical and spiritual needs in Lebanon.
We just need prayer, I think. God needs to just intervene and shift everything from a desert to a fertile field.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.